Ladies and gentlemen, this is Killer Cross. Please do not notify the police. Your signal has been interrupted. You are now listening to Rock and Wrestling Local 420. Tuck your chin, please, sir. Thank you.
Wow, what a fantastic gift.
I realize the title of your show, Rock and Wrestling Local 420. And I'm going to take that idea and go extreme.
Alrighty then, this is Bill Nershey of the String Cheese Incident coming to you from up in the Windy Mount. I'm here joining Cosmic Chris on the Rock and Wrestling Local 420.
This is the big ugly J.D. Bishop, and if you're not listening to Rock and Wrestling Local 420, you must be stupid!
Hey dear radio buddies, it's me, Max Volume. You are listening to Rock and Wrestling and Local 420 with Cosmic Chris.
Hey, this is Chad of the Two Man Power Trip of Wrestling Podcast. When you're done listening to my show, head on over and listen to the Rock and Wrestling Local 420, and I guarantee you will not be disappointed.
Hey, folks, I got a name for you, one of the greatest podcasts in podcasts alive today. They don't call you a great podcast. They call you Rock and Wrestling in Local 420. Beat it if you can.
Hey, hey, it's Cosmic Chris here, hosting this week's episode of Rock and Wrestling Local 420. This is episode 158, I believe. And wow, what can I say about 158 episodes? Same thing I say every week, every time I have a new episode. It's amazing. I can't believe that I've had a podcast this long, and then I have my wonderful, wonderful audience, my listeners. I love you people. Keep writing in, keep letting me know what you think. You know I love ideas on how to make the show better. And, you know, I'm probably, you know, I might play a few tunes this week. You know, it's for Halloween. I don't know if I'll play anything copyrighted, but I might just play a few tunes of some local artists or something like that, just to pass some time. And, yeah, man. So, one of the things I wanted to start off this week with, before we get into the rock and roll news, was I was listening to... I logged into the Realm Network, and I listened to... The Conspiracy Horsemen, which is Stevie Richards and Ben Hameen, and I forgot the other guy's name. But this week was so fucking cool because they talked about Utopia, and it's on Amazon Prime. And I've seen Utopia as I pass stuff, but I didn't know what it was about. Turns out that it's all about this pandemic and conspiracies and all sorts of shit and this comic book, and it's just so fucking cool. And I was just listening to the guys talk about it, and I was like, God, it sounds like I really got to listen to this or watch this fucking show. And I did. So I want to throw a shout out to Ben Hameen and his crew over at the Conspiracy Horsemen for really turning me on to it, because I loved this fucking show. And I gotta give it up to John Cusack and Rainn Wilson and all the people that are in this show, because it's so fucking cool. I mean, because it's on Amazon, I'm not worried about spoilers. So if you haven't seen it, then, you know, go fucking see it. It's been out for the last few weeks, so... You know, it's not like people haven't had time to see it. It just starts out as like this couple entering, I guess, the dude's granddad's house or something. I can't remember all of it. I can't remember all the details, but it's like they're going into this house of a relative that died, and they're going to sort through their shit. And they start coming across all these pages of this comic book thing. And turns out they're like, dude, we can get, like, money for this shit, you know? It's Spider-Man comics are like worth hella money, you know, how can we can put this in order and see if, you know, so there's like a Comic-Con type of thing. So all these people start showing up and it's kind of like this comic book is foreshadowing the future or what's going to happen. And these guys are all characters, kind of like that Will Ferrell movie, Stranger Than Fiction, how he's a character in like this woman's book. It's somewhat similar to that. But it just talks about this pandemic, this hoax of a pandemic and vaccines and marketing vaccines and just greedy motherfuckers. It's also got the guy that played the Riddler in Gotham. And he plays John Cusack's son. I don't know the guy's name. I never did. But I knew when I saw him, I said, oh, that's the Riddler. But it's just, and I don't want to go on with the whole thing and spoil it, because like I said, I'm not worried about spoilers, but at the same time, I don't want to give the whole thing away. But, so these people are just trying to get rid of, and so all these people are trying to put in bids for this thing, and then the people that are putting bids in, this other guy comes, and he's after this one main character, and this starts this killing spree and torturing and all sorts of shit, and you're wondering, like, okay, why are they doing this? What's going on? And it's just this massive fucking... And this makes me think about the pandemic now, because it's like, it turns out, it's not that they're doing this flu and this fake, or this vaccine that's going to kill a bunch of people, because it's all about population control, Bill Gates type, cabal type shit, you know? And, but the thing is it turns out that anyone that takes this fake vaccine that really doesn't do anything except make millions of people sterile. So basically, for three generations, because it'll be genetic, nobody will be having babies. So basically, it's going to reduce the population, which will be better for us in 30 years because the world will be better, cleaner, there'll be less people, and, you know, all about this, just this big, huge thing. And I was just blown away. I watched it in a day and a, 2.5 days. And, like, so it's so funny because Ben Hameen was talking about, man, I binge-watched this shit in 2 days, you know, all 8 episodes. Dude, once I found out about it, and it was, this is Sunday night, I literally was listening to Friday's episode. It wasn't Friday's episode, but I listen every Friday so I can hear the LGBTQ show on, you know, with Vince Russo and Jason Lane and so after that, I was like, oh, hey, you know, I'll look for some conspiracy horsemen. I haven't heard that in a while. And, Jeff Lane, I mean, pardon me. And so I'm just like, wow. And I'm listening to them describe this and binge watching it. And I ended up binge watching it. And I finished it all this morning. Or actually, this morning, before I went to bed last night, really. So, and I go to bed really late. So this morning is kind of like yesterday. But, and I just couldn't, it just enthralled me. It was like every episode, like I couldn't, I had to take breaks, but I didn't want to. I'm like, fuck, I want to keep going, but I have to take breaks. Anytime you binge watch them, you have to take breaks. You have to cut yourself off at some point. And that's what I did. And let me tell you, man, this show is fucking cool. And I recommend it to anyone, especially if you're like QAnon and like cabal, deep state cabal looking like you're seeing all this shit, because it's so weird. It's just all this stuff is so weird because on one hand you're like, dude, this shit, how does this, you know, but then on the other hand you're like, ah, it's a bunch of bullshit. So the weird thing is all of us don't know. We don't know if this vaccine's real or this pandemic's real. They say it's a hoax, you know, but COVID's real. I believe COVID's real. Like I told you a few months ago, I think I had it 3 times last year. I had never felt sick like that. And it was just about the time COVID was coming out. So, like I said, I felt that I've had it. And seeing people that really do get it, you know. And it's just so weird seeing this, because before every episode, ironically, it says, hey, this is fictional. All the talk about pandemic and right now is purely coincidental. I don't know. That's the thing. Is it really? That's what you got to think about. And so listening to these guys break it down and talk about it, you know, is just, man, like I just couldn't put the show down, like being able to not put a book down, you know, when you're reading it and you're like, oh, wow, it's just getting good. So I just fell in love with this show, and I recommend it to anyone. Like I said, QAnoners, anyone that's into the cabal, you would love this show. If you got Amazon Prime, watch this fucking show. If you don't have it, see if it's on some download sites or something. You know, download it if you can, because I just can't recommend it enough. Meanwhile, I'm sitting here getting ready for Mandalorian, you know? I'm getting ready for, hopefully, in a couple months, Cobra Kai, you know? And I'm just like, wow, Utopia. Now I want to see the second season of Utopia. And you know how these things are. They're 8 or 10 episodes. They come out once a year. You know, and a lot of shit can happen in a year, you know? So that's what's so weird about shows on Amazon and Netflix and all that. I don't know, man. I just miss shows that were 24 episodes a season for 3 months. 4 months out of the year, you watch this fucking show. You know, and they took breaks and stuff, but still, you know. But it's so weird because even the word TV programming, think about it. It's programming. TV programming. They're programming you to just sit there and be pacified for this by this fucking box, which it's so funny because TVs aren't boxes anymore. They're big, flat fucking pieces of artwork, you know, that you can put on your wall and it moves. But with that said, it's just, it's true. If you really do break it down and think about it. And, man, I'm just so, like, you know, because part of me gets depressed by watching CNN and MSNBC and Fox News and all that, and gets depressed and makes me want to shut off all the fucking social media and just go back to being a normal person without technology. But then technology also made me fucking way smarter than I ever was when I was a kid, man. And I'm not the smartest and brightest guy now, but I'm a whole lot smarter than I was 20 years ago. But it really just makes you think, man, and about what's out there. Alternate universes, the multiverse, space, aliens, religion, just all that shit. So, like I said, if you get a chance and you got Amazon, check it out. Let's see. A few things in rock and roll news. I listened to Joe Rogan's podcast over the past week, and you had Matthew McConaughey, Kanye West, and the really good one was with Maynard James Keenan from Tool. And Maynard talked about, you know, basically doing some shows and having COVID and not knowing that it was COVID at the time, you know, because it was back in February and he just thought he was really sick. You know, it was before all these mandates. And yeah, just listening to that and just, it was awesome, man. And actually, you know what? You know what's really good is the last few weeks of Saturday Night Live. Even the shitty episodes, the openings because of the election and the weekend updates are so fucking hilarious, man. The fly on Pence's head and Jim Carrey doing Biden and the vice presidential debate, the presidential debate. It's so fucking funny, like, seeing Alec Baldwin talk about QAnon and satanic pedophiles and a cabal of pedophiles and on national TV, like I was talking about last week, it's just so fucking funny. And, like I said, I watched a couple episodes. One was with this girl Iris or so, I can't remember her name, but like I said last week, I had no idea who she was, still don't know who she is. But the opening the opening skit and the Weekend Update still are just so fucking hilarious. And I still say the Bill Burr episode was the best. And they had Adele on this last week, and I don't care about Adele. Never have, never will. She looks a whole lot better than she did. She lost a lot of weight. But that episode was like, eh. But the opening and the Weekend Update still was kick-ass, man. So definitely enjoying Saturday Night Live. Once again, Ozzy postpones No More Tours 2 shows yet again till 2022. So if you think about it, these shows were announced in 2017 when I was still in Portland, living in Portland. And they're supposed to happen in 2018. Well, they got moved back a year to 2019. Then they got, because Ozzy was sick, they got moved to 2020. Well, boom, the pandemic happens. Now Ozzy's like, don't worry, I'm still going to tour. And now they're moved to 2022. So it looks like if you've spent money on tickets, Ozzy's holding your money. Ozzy and Sharon are holding your money for 5 fucking years. 5 years. Who knows if Ozzy's even going to make it till that time. God willing, I hope he does. I still want to see an Ozzy concert. But my point is, like, dude, 5 years is a long fucking time, dude. Or not really five, because like I said, they announced it in 2017. But 2018, so almost 4 years. 3 to 4 years that Ozzy and Sharon are holding your money. Now, if you can get your money back, that's one thing. But how do you know? Like I said, Ozzy's an old motherfucker that completely fucked his life up with drugs and alcohol. He's like the Keith Richards, you know, and the Pete Way of UFO, you know, he's that guy that's lived through it all, dude, you know, probably shot whiskey in his arms, you know. So hopefully he will live till then and we can see him, but still, I'm just like, dude, maybe it's time to just give these people their money back. And if their concerts start up, then announce some concerts again. But for the most part, just don't keep postponing, man. At this point, these people right now need their fucking money. It doesn't need to sit in limbo in hopes of a fucking Ozzy concert. Because after the 3 years, 4 years, what's going to happen if Ozzy does die? Oh, now we're going to get our money back because Ozzy's dead. I've had, you know, money for 3 years invested in this. So, it is what it is, but it's just kind of scary. Also, another day in paradise, Phil Collins sues ex-wife over armed occupation. She hired an armed guard to be a security guard at their Miami mansion, and she won't leave his mansion, so he's suing her for $40 million. Dude, I don't know. Phil Collins doesn't have great luck with fucking women because he's gone through 2 or 3 expensive fucking divorces. So, good luck, Phil Collins. Apparently, Glenn Tipton is still very much a part of Judas Priest's next album. So, there are no shows lately, but as far as musically, he is contributing to the next album as a full member of Judas Priest. That's pretty cool. So, also, we have both the 25-year anniversary, 1995, of Ozzy Osbourne's album Osmosis, which was the album after No More Tears. Now, it's also the 25th anniversary of the Smashing Pumpkins' Melancholy, that album. Like, to me, I would rather listen to Melancholy than... I can't even name one song on Osmosis other than the song Osmosis. And I didn't even really care for No More Tears. It was a huge smash, and it was cool, but like I said, I'm a Jakey Lee guy, man, and Zakk Wylde's cool, but I just wasn't into Ozzy after The Ultimate Sin and pretty much after Crazy Babies and or No West Rest for the Wicked, which was Zach's first album. I loved those albums, especially No Rest for the Wicked. It wasn't Jakey Lee, but dude, it was still badass, and Zakk Wylde's a badass. But I also noticed that apparently, before Jeff Hanneman died, Kerry King and Dave Lombardo had planned on forming a new band. So I don't know why that's they're talking about it. And they were trying to get Gary Holt to join, apparently. But it's on Loudwire, and I'm like, well, now that Slayer's done, is that what they're going to try and do? Is Gary Holt with a new band with Kerry King and Dave Lombardo? Because I think that would be pretty interesting, you know? So, let's see. Up next we got Kid Rock had to be told to wear a mask at a presidential debate. Why is that news? I mean, of course, everyone's asking people to wear masks right now. But is he pissed about it? I don't know, dude. And then also, Eddie Van Halen drunk calls Ozzy and asks Ozzy to sing for Van Halen. I think that's fucking funny, drunk calling. But, you know, there's a lot of cool shit about fucking Eddie Van Halen still, because one of the things that I noticed was on Blabbermouth, Gene Simmons talks about Eddie Van Halen driving him home from a Metallica concert in the mid-80s. And apparently he was in this doorless Jeep holding on to the roll bars going, "Slow down, Eddie." And he, like, will never forget this. I guess he was on the Dennis Miller podcast or something. So, I don't know. I just thought that was fucking funny, you know. There's also an Eddie Van Halen memorial in Pasadena. Could include renaming of a street or placement of a public monument. I mean, of course, he's from Pasadena, you know. But, yeah, Gene Simmons, that ride with Eddie Van Halen, that was a good story. If you want to check it out, go to Blabbermouth, because fucking hilarious, dude. James Lomenzo says Megadeth was the most musically challenging band to play with, apparently. I could see that, and that's probably just getting along with fucking Dave Mustaine and Dave Ellefson, but... But, yeah. Finally, we got Dave Ellison. Speaking of Dave Ellison, he talks about Steve Jobs saved the music business. So he goes on about this fucking thing about talking about 20 years ago and remembering when Napster first hit and how Lars Ulrich led the charge, you know, and he was like, yeah, you know, great, you know, they're stealing our music. And then, like, the guys are like, look, slow down. Yes, it's cool that Lars is doing this, but this is a battle we can't win. And Lars is going to end up looking like an idiot, which he did. You know, they made all sorts of cartoons on the internet about it and all that shit. Anyone who remembers. So, yes, ultimately Lars was right, but he ended up looking like a dick because that's how the world is right now. It's all MP3s, which is what Dave is talking about. So he's saying that Steve Jobs saved the music industry because Steve Jobs did iTunes and all that shit, Apple Music, and because he knew people in the film industry in Hollywood and people in the music industry, he did all that, you know, iPad stuff and iTunes, and so he made a way for artists to make money and people with not stealing their music and just downloading it. So he talks about basically how Steve Jobs kind of saved the music business. And if you think about it, he kind of did, man. I mean, because without all that, I mean, if you really think about it, everyone's still like, people still download music, but people are more comfortable buying music on like at iTunes and Apple Podcast or Apple Music and Google Music and all that. So, you know, and he talks about how he doesn't give his money to, he's registered with Spotify, but he doesn't give his money to Spotify because Spotify doesn't give him his money. So that's kind of funny. But he says that he still downloads off iTunes and buys and music, and that's pretty cool, man. I mean, people need to buy music a lot more now. I mean, it's still cool to have the physical thing in your hand, records and tapes and CDs, but then there are kids that don't care, that just want the music for their iPods, which Steve Jobs invented. So it's just kind of cool. So, hey, as I serve it up and slam it down for you every week, as I do every week, we got to take a quick break. So let's take a pause for the cause, and I'll get back with you in a little bit.
Hey, this is Kevin Kleinrock from Masked Republic and the Keeping It 100 with Conan podcast, and you're listening to Rock and Wrestling Local 420. Make sure you tune in every week.
Hey, it's Pat Kelly of the West Coast Wrestling Connection and the Golf Guys Radio Show, and you're listening to my buddy, Cosmic Chris, Rock and Wrestling Local 420.
Hey, everybody, this is Radical Russ Belleville, and you're listening to Rock and Wrestling Local 420, Union Proud.
Hey, folks, let me tell you about DDP Yoga. At a time in my life not so long ago, I was suffering from Hep C as well as diabetes and well over 300 pounds. And a friend of mine sent me a YouTube video of this man, Arthur Borman. He was a paratrooper that had been told he would never walk again without the use of crutches. He gave DDP Yoga a try and is now one of DDP's leading success stories, as well as helping such people as Scott Hall, Chris Jericho, Gabriel Iglesias, Corey Taylor, Jake the Snake Roberts, Stevie Richards, and countless others. Diamond Dallas Page originally developed DDP Yoga for athletes such as himself who had suffered years of injury due to high-impact sports. When he ruptured his L4 and L5 spinal discs during the height of his professional wrestling career, he was so desperate to keep his childhood dream alive that he was willing to try anything. So he tried yoga for the first time. I know firsthand the benefits that DDP Yoga has to offer. Because Dallas had experience in many forms of fitness, he quickly learned how different yoga was from other traditional workouts. Soon, he started mixing elements of yoga with his rehab as well as traditional workout principles. For almost a decade, he has refined his program and has become a master at teaching it to others. DDP has saved my life. I encourage you to buy the discs as I have. Go to ddpyoga.com or you can download the DDP Yoga Now app. You can do it anywhere you want. He has cooking segments, live daily workout segments. I encourage you to check it out. Start living a healthier life. And hey, this ain't your mama's yoga.
This is Hotshot Danny Duggan. You're listening to Rock and Wrestling Local 420.
Hey, folks, we are back. Time to talk a little bit about wrestling. Like I said last week, I'm not going to do a bunch of play-by-plays until well after the draft. I'm going to wait for some storyline to take precedent. So, okay, one of the things I've been enjoying now, even though Bray Wyatt and Alexa Bliss have moved to Raw, it is still cool. Alexa Bliss has made her debut on the actual Firefly Funhouse, so that's kind of cool. They're still doing some creepy weird shit like they did with Retribution last week, where Retribution kind of surrounded them, and me and everyone here thought they were going to be like, oh, wow, he'll run Retribution now, but no, they tried to take him out, and it didn't work because he disappeared, and then I forgot what else happened, but they ended up, oh, pardon me, yawning in the middle of a performance is not very professional, but it's tiring sometimes because, yeah, dude, there's not a whole lot to really talk about. As far as storyline, SmackDown had some all right stuff in it. Or, here's the thing, wait a second, now that I think about it, that's last week's SmackDown. What, the most recent SmackDown, I don't know what, was not on. So I don't know what the fuck I missed. They never said, hey, it'll be on FS1 this week or whatever. Or whatever. I don't even get FS1 anymore now that I've got limited cable. But I was really surprised because my buddy came over and we're ready to watch SmackDown. There's no recording of it. And then I turn on regular because it's about 9 o'clock, which is when it would be on. And I'm like, well, maybe we can just catch whatever it is. And it just didn't record. And, dude, what's that show?
American Ninja Warrior.
What was it?
Ninja Warrior.
Yeah, American Ninja Warrior was on. So I have no idea what the fuck happened. I was just, like, really confused. So I don't know if there was a SmackDown and I missed it, or they just didn't do it and didn't tell anyone that they weren't going to do it. So I don't know. And earlier tonight was the Hell in a Cell, which is cool, but I didn't get a chance to watch it, so I'm not going to report on it. I might watch it and then do a YouTube video. So if you want, I may do a YouTube video about it. But as of right now, I haven't seen it. And I'm actually not recording this on Monday nights, which for the last few weeks I've been recording on Monday nights. I'm actually recording it on a Sunday night, which is like normal. So Raw hasn't happened. So tonight, Hell in a Cell happened. So I might catch up on that. I don't know. But and then all of a sudden, I DVR AEW. And then right after Chris Jericho, and I'll get into that. But during one of Britt Baker's matches, it fucking froze on me. And I don't know why. I couldn't get past that one. I don't know what the fuck happened with the DVR, man. So I'm just pissed about AEW. First, the AEW happened. I DVR that, so I watch SmackDown first. Well, no, I don't watch SmackDown. So I'm like, okay, well, at least I still got AEW. I turn on AEW and watch an hour or so of it, and then it just freezes in the middle of Britt Baker. And then all of a sudden, the end is, I can't remember exactly what happened, but FTR was doing something at the end with somebody. And you know who's really annoying the piss out of me lately? I had, for over a year, Kenny Omega hasn't done shit with his character. Neither really has Hangman Page. And I'm just wondering, like, I don't get excited about Kenny Omega. And I, you know, Jim Cornette hates Kenny Omega anyway. But at the same time, it's not that I hate Kenny Omega. He's just done nothing with his character. So I absolutely, anytime Kenny Omega's on, I fucking just fast-forward it. I'm like, I have no interest in anything Kenny Omega does. And I'm not trying to take anything away from Kenny Omega. I know he's a great wrestler. But as far as, like, storyline or something, the dude's done nothing for a year, dude. And Cody, you know, I can't really tell if he's a heel or a babyface anymore. Matt Hardy and Sammy Guevara keep doing this build-up of something. And, let's see, what else? Yeah, pretty much, like, there's not much I can say about anything.
Brother versus brother. Was that last week?
The brother versus brother. You know what? Yeah, Pentagon took on Rey Fénix. That was actually a pretty cool match, actually. But they're all leading into this thing where I can't remember who it's going to be, but there was this contest, and this next week, and like I said, I didn't get to see the end of it, so I don't know who's going to be in this next week's thing, because...
Omega beat that one black dude.
Sunny Man Kiss Page. Or whatever?
Yeah, Hangman Page won his match. I don't remember the Luchador match, and...
Yeah, because the last thing I remember seeing is Pentagon and Rey Fénix fighting. And I believe Rey Fénix won, if I'm not mistaken. I can't really remember, but... And then, yeah, I don't really...
I don't think we caught that last match.
Yeah. Because when it froze in Britt Baker, I was like, what the fuck? Now, okay, now getting off of all that, I saw part of what seemed to be the steak dinner. I don't know if they went back to it, but what I saw was fucking hilarious. Chris Jericho and MJF at the steak dinner, and then all of a sudden, behind the curtains are these dancers, and they go into this chorus line dancing skit, which was fucking hilarious, dude. And I don't know. I just thought it was fucking funny. And hold on real quick. Oh, boy. Oh, man. But, so, yeah, and I, like I said, I haven't been watching Impact. I know Ty Valkyrie Rosemary are a team again, so. But, I don't know. It's Halloween coming up, so, hey man, I'm going to play a few songs. I'm going to play Cosmic Freeway live and some Paisley Brain Cells. And then, hey, I'll come back with you after this with the closing segment and my shout-outs to segment 3, man. See you on the other side.
Hey, everyone, this is Joe V, formerly of Pro Wrestling Uncut and the West Coast Wrestling Connection. You're listening to Rock and Wrestling with my man, Cosmic Chris.
So this is Greg Golden from the Greg Golden Band, Bizarre Guitar, in Reno, Nevada. And you're listening to Rock and Wrestling, Local 420. Those guys rock.
Song called Such a Long Way from Nowhere. Let's go.
Husband. How do you like our dancing girls up here? Right.
God, they're gorgeous.
Meat critters.
Hey, this is Zane Kesey, and you're listening to Rockin' Wrestling, Local 420.
Plumbing! Plumbing here! Plumbing! Brand new invention!
Occupation. Gladiator.
Did you kill last week?
No.
Did you try to kill last week?
Yeah.
Now listen, this is your last week of unemployment insurance. Either you kill somebody next week or we're going to have to change your status. You got it?
Yeah.
Sign.
Next.
Occupation.
Stand-up philosopher.
What?
Stand-up philosopher. I coalesce the vapor of human experience into a viable and logical comprehension.
Oh, a bullshit artist. Did you bullshit last week?
No.
Did you try to bullshit last week?
Yes.
Comicus! 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 Back in the line.
He's not in line. He's my agent, Swiftus. Good news. I just got you a job.
Now that you're working, you won't be needing this.
Wait a minute. That money is mine.
I'm sorry. I'm on my wine break.
Hey, we are back with our closing segment, getting ready for the shout-outs. Hey, I played a couple tunes for you. I played a live from Jones Beach in Tahoe. Actually, or Joe's Beach, not Jones Beach. That's in New York. Joe's Beach from Tahoe with Cosmic Freeway from, God, I want to say 1992, 93, something like that. And it was their song, Such a Long Way from Nowhere, Into You and Me. And then after that, I played the final track off the Brainstorm album by the Paisley Brain Cells with Kunzo Freddy's Fast Food Feeding Frenzy. So yeah, I'm going to give you a few songs for Halloween. Normally, I'd be playing all sorts of cool shit. King Diamond, fucking Typo Negative. But like I said, I'm not going to play a bunch of copyrighted shit anymore unless I have permissions. And otherwise, I'm free to do so. So with that said, I like being able to at least put music back into the show once in a while. And it's been a few weeks since I've played anything, so I hope you enjoyed that. I want to give some shout-outs. We just had the Emergency Marianne Arkey at Jub Jub's. It was online. And so if you didn't get a chance to see it, you can still see it. It's two segments, or one from Friday and one from Saturday, the 23rd and the 24th. And they're three-hour online YouTube. So you can go to YouTube and see them. Just look up Marianne Arkey 2020 or Emergency Keep Jubs Alive, etc. Something like that. And it'll come up because I watched it. And, you know, go to Worst Little Podcast or something like that. And it was cool. Got to see some cool special videos that people did for Jub Jubs. And they did some giveaways and I donated a few things too. And so, yeah, there. If you go to the Facebook event page, they have an auction or something like that that you could, all sorts of people donated shit. Mike Reed from Inspecto Skeletons donated shit. I donated stuff. All sorts of people donated stuff. So you can still get, if it didn't go that night, then there's still stuff available. You can donate and buy something online, and it'll all go towards Jub Jubs. I don't know where the money necessarily goes. I think because, you know, because that's the thing. Jub Jubs is Reno's Rainbow and Whiskey A Go Go. All the cool concerts are there, and since we haven't been able to have concerts, and plus they had to close the bar down when we had to do the lockdown, and bars are back open, thank God, but it's still iffy. They still have a business to support and employees to pay. And so I'm sure it's going to keeping them still a business. That way when we can get stuff back, and we are able to get certain stuff back. There is stuff going to be at Jub Jubs and stuff coming up soon. It's all controlled, 250 capacity in a 640, you know what I mean, seat venue. So it's all going to be limited. But, you know, there's stuff happening. Me and my nephew were riding to Winco the other day, and he pointed out that Bert Kreischer is playing the fucking GSR in November. So if that's not too expensive, I'd like to take him to see that. I mean, if it's too much, then no, I'm not going to go see it. But, you know, it'd be nice to be able to go see shit again. So, like I said, if you want to check out Marianarchy, look it up on YouTube, watch it. And, you know, it was a good show. And thank Rory Dowd and Nick Ramirez for hosting it. Thank you, Jub Jubs, for doing it. And let's keep our venues alive, man. And this isn't just Jub Jubs here in Reno. This is everywhere, man. Save our stages. You can go to SOS, saveourstages.com, and donate. If there's something in your area, donate to it, man. If you can, donate to your local food bank. That's always helping. I mean, I'm going to food banks, dude. I'm not getting food stamps anymore for my kids and everything, you know? I mean, they got jobs, I got jobs. We're just, but even in this time when I really should reapply, I'm just not going to. I'm just going to go to food banks and buy my food. But nonetheless, if you can donate, donate, man. Donate to stages and venues, food banks, help people out. We are all in this together, no matter what you think, and we have another week till the election. I can't fucking wait till this election is over. At this point, I don't care if Trump wins. I don't care if Biden wins. I just want the election to be over, man. There's so much bullshit, and our country's so divided, and I just want it to get back to normal. You know, it was so cool being able to hang out with my buddy Ian today, who's a total Trumper. And we didn't talk about politics. We didn't talk about shit. We just sat there and fucking smoked a bowl. He smoked his own pipe. I smoked my own pipe. We did not share. We social distanced and sat there and smoked bowls and, you know, and just talked. It was cool. But make sure that you vote. No matter who you vote for, just vote, man. If you want to vote for Trump, vote for Trump. Vote for who you think will do the best job. And if you think Trump's been doing a good job, then vote for him, man. If you think Biden will do a better job, vote for Biden. If you don't think either one of them can do it, write in a name. Do something. There was two people that were on the ballot that I don't even know who the fuck they are. And what's funny about it is they weren't in any of the debates or something, so they're obviously like Green Party or something. But nobody actually... It was so weird when I looked at the ballot. I sent mine in early. Handed it directly to a postal carrier, so I didn't put it in a blue box. I didn't, you know, go in person, but I did vote early, and I encourage everyone to vote. Let's see, speaking of voting, vote for Jeff Akin for Oregon City Commissioner, and also check out his podcast, Starfleet Leadership Academy. It's a great fucking show. He breaks down all the cool Star Trek stuff. Enterprise, Star Trek Next Generation, original, I mean, Voyager. Hopefully he'll do Discovery. I don't know if he has yet, but I'd like to see him do Discovery because that's a great show. And yeah, just vote for him if you're in the Oregon area and listen to his podcast. And let's see, who else? Oh, yeah, you know, the Z-Man Brian Zane, with his show Wrestling With Regret on YouTube. Give it a shout out and give it a listen and a watch because he's got all sorts of cool shit. He does it two or three shows a week. So check it out on YouTube, Wrestling With Regret. Finally, check out John and Chad from the Two-Man Power Trip of Wrestling podcast here on Podomatic, as well as their other show they have with the franchise Shane Douglas, the Triple Threat podcast, now on Vince Russo's Realm Network. And if you can, become a Realm member. I'm a Realm member. I love, like I said earlier, I love listening to the Conspiracy Horsemen, the LGBTQ show, Lions, Tigers, Bears, and Disco. I love listening to, that's my main show right there, the one with Disco. But the Conspiracy Horsemen's a good show, too. And, you know, also, speaking of John and Chad, they... Chad's got another podcast that's on the umbrella of the Two-Man Power Trip. I don't know if it's on the Realm Network, but it is on Podomatic, and it's called Declassified. And he breaks down, like Jeff breaks down episodes of Star Trek, He breaks down old episodes of Raw, back when Raw is War was on, and it was filmed at that place, the theater in New York and all that. Old school fucking Raws and stuff, and it's a really good show. So check out that, and, you know, tell them Cosmic Chris sent you from the Rock and Wrestling Local 420 podcast. And hey, if you want to get a hold of me, you can email me at rockandwrestlinglocal420@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram, where I'm most available, most which is Instagram. And just follow me at Punching Baby Yoda, all one word, Punching Baby Yoda. Now, if you take out the G and go Punching Baby Yoda, you can go at Punching Baby Yoda and follow me on Twitter, which I'm not all on a lot, but I am on. And there's facebook.com/rockandwrestlinglocal420. There's YouTube, which I'm on once in a while, and I'm trying to build that up. It's slowly coming together. I did an Eddie Van Halen rant. I ranted a week or so ago about something, I can't remember what. But yeah, follow me on YouTube, subscribe, remember to hit ring the little bell and all that stuff. And let me know what you think about YouTube, Instagram. Anytime you can find a podcast, Stitcher, Spotify, Apple Podcast, iTunes, etc., etc., you can find my podcast. So, with all that said, see ya!